Good morning. This is the place for you. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Chris Paratos from Verdant Energy.
Hi, Chris, how are you?
Good morning, Ken.
All right. So far, it's you and me, and maybe a host. Yes. So take a couple minutes for other people to join.
Okay, Ken, and I'm gonna probably be on mute because I'm getting ready for a 9 o'clock meeting. I'm just on a cell phone right now.
Okay. All right. So anyway, this program is for entrepreneurs who want to learn more about referral opportunities for their business and learn more about other business owners in various industries. This forum creates an atmosphere that encourages participants to support each other in their business. It's efficient, it's productive, it's cost-effective, and it's online. Participants are able to introduce themselves and share their passion, describe their business, educate others about what makes them special. It's divided into several sections, five sections: establishing a personal connection, sharing client experiences, finding client opportunities, great gate openers, and defining your needs.
Joe Carbone.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Okay, so far on the call, we have Joe Carbone and Chris Paratos. And Chris is on mute. So, Joe, why don't you start us off by helping us understand. Oh, hold on for a second. Good morning. Good morning. Hey, Deborah, how are you?
Good. How are you, Ken?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Right now, Deborah, we have Joe Carbone, Chris Paratos, and Deborah Hill on the call. And what I want to do is start off with an introduction so everybody knows who's on the call. Is there anybody else that's not introduced themselves before I get started? Okay. All right. So, Joe, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us what it is that you do and how do you do it, and you've got 60 seconds. No pressure.
Okay. My name is Joe Carbone. I started a company called Atlanta IT Pro. We provide outsourced IT services, and makes us different is we have partnerships with telecom providers so that I could cut people's bills by giving them bulk discounts in almost half at times, and then they end up getting their IT service for free when you compare it to the price they're paying now.
All right. Straight to the point. I like that. All right. Excellent. Welcome, Joe. And Joe is a lifesaver for me at the Southeast Private Equity Conference. We were involved in taping participants, and he was really a treasure to work with. So thank you so very much, Joe, for helping me out and helping us out. So, Chris Paratos, why don't you introduce yourself? What is it that you do, and how do you do it?
Great. My name is Chris Paratos, and I'm the president and CEO of Verdant Energy Solutions. And Verdant produces BioCoal, a 100% renewable replacement alternative fuel to fossil coal to be used in power plants. And the good thing about BioCoal is that it does not increase any greenhouse gases. It does not contribute to greenhouse gas production. It is carbon neutral, and it allows the electric power industry to meet electricity demand without using fossil fuels, but using the existing equipment as it sits on the ground today.
All right. And I've met Chris, I guess, last year at one of LaunchFM's events, Network of Business Angel Investors. So welcome, Chris.
Thank you very much, everyone.
All right. And the next person, our guest speaker, is Deborah Hill. Deborah, what is it that you do and how do you do it? I think it has something to do with finding your purpose.
Well, I help people to find their purpose and work through issues and transformations in their life. I'm an intuitive coach and counselor, speaker, author. I help transition people and also help them through relationships, business decisions, and also personal growth issues. And finding your purpose is part of that. The advantage that I have in my coaching is that I am intuitive, so that I can see what's going on within people. It's sort of like looking at a video, and I can tell where they're stuck. I can see other people in their life. So we get right to the point. And it's sort of like talking to somebody that you've known for a very long time. And you don't have to explain everything, go through tests. We just get right to it.
Okay, we're happy to have you. And Deborah was a guest on my show last year and was one of my favorite shows, and it's still online. If anybody wants the link, they can talk with me or just go to the podcast website and look for Deborah Hill. And I think it was called Passion. I don't know, the first part is Passion. Do you remember what the other part was, Deborah?
I don't remember the exact title. I know we talked about limiting beliefs. We talked about my book, some of the concepts in my book, which is how your life can be limited by your beliefs and how you can change that. And then I talk about 16 limiting beliefs and belief-busting power truths that you can use to replace those beliefs with to help you to get through that.
Okay. And so if anybody wants that link, I can certainly get it to them after the session. I noticed that Chris and Joe, you're not online, so you will not be able to see the presentation that Deborah's going to do. Do you have questions about the link or how to get to it, or are you available to join us online?
No, I'm actually in the car.
Okay, so you're going to have to really...
I'm sitting in the car as well, so I apologize. It sounds intriguing, though. I definitely would like to get that link to Deborah's former presentation. That sounds awesome.
Okay, all right. So we've got a few other people supposed to join us, but I'm going to go ahead and get started by asking you the first question. Why are you excited about your business right now? What is it that you want to share with the group? And there might be one or two other people that join us. I know we had some people that are not here yet. So I want to, just, and we'll start off with Deborah. So Deborah, why are you excited about your business?
I love what I do. I have a talent. I've had this talent all my life. I didn't realize the extent of it until about 15 years ago. I've done a lot of business endeavors. I was a nurse midwife and had several degrees in college and was doing several different things. And then I realized the extent of my abilities and how it could really help people transform. So I'm doing what I do because I love to watch people grow and change their lives. And it's so much fun to see them, to talk to them, and then see them again, and they're in a totally different place. And I learn a lot. I'm going to talk a bit about this during my presentation, that I learn so much from what I do, as well as giving so much to others. So it's a real win-win situation.
All right. And we're happy to have you on the call, definitely, presenting. Joe, I have a question for you. So why are you excited about your business, Joe?
Because I think at a time when people are trying to save money, the alliances I've made with pretty much every telecom provider in the country and with some other vendors like copy machine vendors and everything else, I mean, I could save. It's a good time to get in because not a lot of people have thought into businesses right now. And a lot of the outsourced IT companies are having trouble getting work because nobody can afford to spend any extra money. Currently.
David Schlock with Bassett Printing.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Joe.
So currently being able to save people almost 50% on like their existing services, it could pretty much pay for their monthly contract with us. And once someone is a customer, I have no doubt in my mind that they will stay with us forever.
Yeah. All right, then. All right. And somebody just joined us. Who's just joined us?
Good morning, Melvin Coleman.
Oh, Melvin, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. Sorry, I had some issues this morning, but I did make it.
Okay, we're happy to have you on the call. We're introducing ourselves. The question that we're answering is, why are you excited about your business? And so I'm going to have Chris Palatos tell us a little bit about why he's excited about his business, and then Melvin, we'll come back to you, and you can explain what it is that you do and then why you're excited. So, Chris, you got it. Chris, why are you excited?
I couldn't be more excited. I'll tell you why. First of all, I've been in a couple near-death experiences over my life, and each of those has helped catalyze for me the recognition that I'm, you know, for all I know, I'm going through this cycle one time, and I want to leave my fingerprints on the world. A lot of people choose to create a living legacy vis-a-vis a family, you know, a genetic offspring. I've consciously chosen not to do that, and the legacy I would like to leave is to be part of a business and be part of a generation that the young children in the year 2050 can look back on and say, hey, they cared enough to change the way they were doing business. They cared enough about the planet and about us as children to help us be able to breathe the air into the future, to make this air breathable. And for Melvin that just joined, I create a renewable energy product called BioCoal that can replace fossil coal in power plants, thereby not eliminating, but reducing greenhouse gases, and it's carbon neutral. So basically, I'm psyched and pumped. I'm using my 29 years of industry experience to make a difference in this world. And I'm also excited because the prospect of making boatloads of money is there, and I know that I can affect a lot of good with that money and how I use it. So I couldn't be more excited.
All right. We're happy to have you on the call. All right. We've got some people that are online. Hopefully they'll join us. Maybe I'll send them a chat message. So Melvin, you're on the call. What is it that you do and how do you do it? I'm showing your website.
Okay. I'm a registered investment advisor, and so I primarily focus on managing investment portfolios for individual clients, a series concentration in stocks and option strategies. It may sound a little bit sophisticated, but I bring a little something different to the table than, say, you know, the standard financial advisor, and so I've been able to differentiate myself by giving, you know, the average person the opportunity to experience accelerated growth in their investment account through investing in stocks, some short-term strategies and things of that nature. My company is a wealth
Valerie
management
Roll.
Firm. My
Go
company
ahead.
Is a wealth,
talking
wealth
about.
Management, is a wealth management company, so you have the opportunity to invest in real estate, you know, precious metals and different various different projects through a relationship with my firm. I myself focus again on managing the individual portfolios and different stock strategies. So,
all right. And so my next question is interesting. In my past life, I was a certified financial planner and did that for 10 years. So why are you excited about your business and what you're doing?
I'm very excited because of the response I get from when I sit down with a new potential client and I show them what I do and the way I do it, the different strategies, and they realize that, you know, I'm a professional market trader in terms of dealing with individual stocks in a short-term way that can generate, you know, some serious returns for them, and they've never had an opportunity necessarily to work with a professional on that level. They're more accustomed to doing things that are, you know, of a long-term nature over a long period of time, and they're very comfortable with that, but many of them have an interest in doing something different. So I'm very excited because I think I've done very well in terms of saying here's something different that you don't have to change what you've been doing, but you can add this to, you know, you can add this to the mix, so to speak, and you will see the difference. So, and people are very, you know, they're very interested, they're very excited, they want to know more. And so I've had tremendous success in terms of growing my business with that strategy.
All right. We're happy to have you on the call also. And I met you at Business Owner Movement a few weeks ago. So welcome, right. Melvin.
Thank you.
Managing the money, always important. And we had a couple other people join us. Valerie Rawls, why don't you introduce yourself? And the question we're asking everybody is, what is it that you do and how do you do it? So, Valerie, what is it that you do and how do you do it? You only have 60 seconds. No pressure.
What do I do and how do I do it? I'm Valerie Rawls, the principal of Hill Rawls Marketing Consultants. We work with organizations to develop their brand strategy or to energize their pre-existing brand strategy to ensure that their marketing is on target and the results that we're looking for, we meet those objectives. Actually, we exceed those objectives through various branding and marketing strategies.
All right. I think you did that.
Well,
all right. We'll learn more about you as this session progresses. So we want to make sure that to keep the background noise down, please mute your phone by finding the mute button on your phone and pressing it, or you can press star six, and then mute your phone because right now there's a lot of noise. Okay, I think we got it. All right, still hear some background noise. All right, who has joined us but has not introduced themselves and would like to?
Who else? This is Dave Walker.
Dave Walker.
Yeah, my spider senses were telling me that there were some people I knew that were doing something, so I better call in and find out.
Okay. All right, David, the business attorney and also owner of the Business Owner Movement. David, why don't you introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Dave Walker, and I'm a business attorney and counselor, and I help companies grow by using the legal system in their favor.
Oh, that's short and sweet. And why are you excited about your business, David?
I'm excited because of the increase in the market of new startup businesses and the number of people who are now looking at it as a very serious option as the next phase of their life. And so it's just been keeping my phone very busy and keeping my practice very busy.
Okay. And I want to, I'm going to add your website here in a couple of minutes. I want to. Now we've got a really nice quorum here. We've got David Walker, Valerie Rawls. So we've got law, we've got marketing, we've got finance, investments. We've got Deborah Hill, and we have Chris Pilatos, which is energy, and we've got Joe Carbone, IT. We've got some really good people. What I want to do now is have everybody introduce themselves one more time. And you got 60 seconds and answer. Make sure that you give your name your company, and so we can get things so everybody knows who's on the call right now. So answer the question, what is it that you do and how do you do it? And then I want to open up a little bit, see if anybody has questions or comments. So, Joe?
Kenneth, I'm a latecomer here. I'm Dave Flack. I'm a latecomer.
Oh, okay. You're Dave who?
Flack, F-L-A-C-H.
Okay, and what is it that you do, Dave?
Well, Kenneth, I'm representing the manufacturing sector today. My company is Bassett Printing Corporation, and what we do...
Okay, I know who you are now, okay.
Yeah, we met at the Buckhead Club some time ago. And my company helps brand managers and marketers sell more profitably through the vehicle of graphic communications in the retail environment. Manufacture point-of-purchase displays, temporary signage, and other promotional materials that go out into the retail environment.
Okay, excellent. And I would love to put your website up. What is your website, Dave?
It's bassettprinting.com, www.bassettprinting, P-R-I-N-T-I-N-G.com.
Tell you what, I didn't get the first initial. Is it something printing?
Yes, Bassett.
Oh, Bassett.
Yeah, B-A-S-S-E-T-T. Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll try to put that up.
Thank
you. All right, so let me see. So, Joe Carbone, why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us what you do, and how do you do it, and what your passion is. You got 30 seconds.
My name is Joe Carbone. I founded Atlanta IT Pro. It provides outsourced IT services in the Atlanta metro area. So far, probably spread out to some Jackson, Mississippi, Charlotte, North Carolina, and around there, and down in Florida. How we save companies money is if you don't have existing IT services, or maybe you do, you might be paying too much. We partnered with all telecom providers in the country, just about, and some other vendors that provide copy machines, such. That where we would save you a significant amount of money just on the infrastructure that you have to pay for, that'll pretty much pay for our contract with your company, and you'd basically be getting your IT services for less than you're paying now for just internet and phone.
All right, excellent. All right. So welcome, Joe. All right.
Thank
Chris,
you.
Chris Palatos, what is it that you do? How do you do it? What is your passion?
Okay, my name is Chris Palatos. About 14 months ago, I started Verdant Energy Solutions. I've been in the energy industry for 29 years, electricity principally. And about 6 years ago, I recognized that the way that we're producing energy and consuming energy on this planet was non-sustainable on a go-forward basis. So I started my company, which produces a replacement fuel for fossil coal that is greenhouse gas neutral. It basically uses any kind of agricultural waste or forest residue or specific planted energy crops. We're looking to set up our first production facility in Brazil and create bio-coal there and displace the use of fossil coal, principally in Europe because they're under the Kyoto Protocol. I'm passionate about it because humans need energy for life, and if we can respect those needs in conjunction with respecting the planet's resources and creating a sustainable way of life, we can ensure a more balanced perspective. I'm complete.
All right, excellent. All right, thank you. And let's see, who will I have next? Melvin, why don't you, I tell you what, Deborah Hill, you're our presenter. Tell us what is it that you do and how do you do it? And what is your passion in 60 seconds?
Ken, I love helping people transform their life and work through issues and transitions. I am an intuitive coach, a counselor, a speaker, and an author. And what that means is I'm intuitive so I can see what's going on in people's lives and also in relationships and in their business. And so when I coach people, I get directly to the point. I can see what's going on. I can help them work through those issues. And we don't have to do all sorts of tests and discussions. The first session can be life-changing. And I like to speak about issues, about how to expand your awareness. My website, as you see, is called the Awareness Initiative, and I feel like everybody has an intuitive ability, and we can expand our awareness, which means expanding our awareness of the outside world as well as the inside world, and it's all actually the same thing. And in so doing, you actually become more intuitive and are able to create your best life from there.
All right. And we had a couple of sessions, and I've interviewed you on my show, and you're a true treasure.
Thank you.
So I'm happy to have you present to us. And if you can mute your phone by pressing *6 or find a mute button that cuts down on the background noise. I'm not speaking to Deborah, but somebody else who's on. Let me see. Melvin, what is it that you do? How do you do it? And what is your passion, Melvin?
Well, can I start with my passion?
Yeah, you can start with your passion. Make sure that you give your name your company, and then answer the question.
Melvin Coleman, Essential Wealth Management Group, the wealth management firm where I'm president and CEO. My passion is taking advantage of opportunities in the financial markets and seeing my clients' assets grow in their investment accounts and knowing that I've exposed them to opportunities that they otherwise would not have been able to participate in. That's the most gratifying experience for me is making money for my clients and knowing that it's having a real impact in their lives. The way I do this, I have a specialization in managing investment portfolios for individual clients. I use individual stocks and option strategies, short-term turnaround, accelerated growth of assets for my clients. I'm more of a professional market trader, someone who is deeply involved in the goings-on of the market, where I know where the opportunities are. Doesn't matter if the market's going up or down. If you're plugged in, you know when to make a move and how to exploit opportunities in the market, and people are doing it every day. And I think I'm the person who's bringing it to the average person. And as we go forward, the changes in the world and everything, that type of that type of access is going to be critical to more people as we go forward. So I think I'm the right person at the right time.
All right, then. All right. And you're at the right place. All right, Valerie, marketing. That's your expertise. So what is it that you do and how do you do it? Make sure you give us your name and name your company.
My name is Valerie Rawls, and I am the principal of Hill Rawls Marketing Consultants. Our firm has been in existence for 23 years now. I literally work with Allstate to Zenith, developing brand strategies and also graphic design strategies, marketing communications. What's my passion? Well, I am passionate about seeing businesses tackle the marketplace and be successful in their products and services that they offer, and the role that we play in assisting them in doing so. We literally sit down from the concept of who are you going after and why, and what are you providing, and what's that differentiating factor that you bring to the marketplace with that unique value proposition. So I'm passionate about seeing people be successful, making sure that the customers and their constituencies are successful with the services and products that they bring to their lives and to their businesses.
Oh, that's excellent. Great to have you on the call again. I'm looking forward to seeing you attend. David Walker, business attorney. What is it that you do? How do you do it? What is your passion?
Sure. I counsel startup and small businesses as well as businesses looking to raise capital. And I do that by using a network of relationships that I've built over time, being a person of the highest integrity, and really enjoying and motivating entrepreneur. I think I'm part psychologist, part attorney. Make sure that the entrepreneur doesn't get too low when things are low, and make sure they don't get too high when things are high. And I really enjoy working with risk takers. And Monday through Friday, I work with some of the people who hire me as corporate counsel. And on Saturdays, I have a two-hour session in which I invite small businesses to come out and do some networking. You might have referred to that earlier as the business owner movement, which has also been very fun and passionate, and I like where that's going. It's our own little stimulus package.
All right. Excellent. And I've been to a couple meetings that are excellent. Matter of fact, two of the people I met at your meeting are on the call right today. So, excellent. All right. The other Dave is Dave Black with Bassett Printing. So, Dave, what is it that you do? How do you do it? What is your passion? No pressure. 60 seconds.
I'm Dave Flack. I'm president of Bassett Printing Corporation. We help our clients sell more profitably through graphic communications in the retail environment. What I'm passionate about, Ken, is sold out. I love watching my clients' products and services fly off the shelves. I love helping them come up with new solutions. And, I'll tell you, no matter what the state of the economy, good or bad, at the end of the day, my clients need to sell product. And more than ever now, they are facing ever-increasing pressures to find more strategic and more profitable ways to differentiate themselves from their competition and provide good information to their consumers so they can make informed decisions and ultimately buy their product. And I am passionate about helping them find new ways and better ways to do just that.
Wow. Okay. So this is the lineup. We're going to bring on Deborah for the next maybe 5 or 10 minutes, but we've got some really stars, really true professionals in their field, and I want to open it up. People have introduced themselves, what is it they do, how they do it, what their passion is. So now I want to just kind of put it out there. Who has questions or comments based on what we share? Because we've got some special people on. Who wants to go first? I know there's somebody's got to talk about printing or finding your purpose, or IT, or energy solutions, or marketing. There's got to be a question out there. Who has a question or comment? Don't be shy.
I have a question for Dave Flack.
Okay.
You talk about all the options, things that you're doing to help people to promote their business and get product off the shelf. I know that we're all very energy conscious. How are you helping them to be more energy conscious and ecological as well?
That is correct. There are a number of different ways that we can tackle that. There are Bassett Printing is a registered through the FSC, which is the Forestry Stewardship Council, which basically means that in the chain of custody, where we buy our paper products, are actually certified to make sure that not only are these materials coming from sustainable forests, but fair labor standards are being practiced as well. In the area of synthetics, a lot of point-of-purchase materials are manufactured on plastics because they need to be durable. We've got a lot of exciting news in that a lot of these synthetic substrates, these plastics, are now being made with biodegradable materials. As it were, you know, you just take a Coke bottle, because everybody can relate to that. You take a Coke bottle, you throw it into the landfill, it's going to be there 400 years from now. They're now starting to make this synthetic substrate in biodegradable format. It takes a little while for the chemical composition to break down, but it is a major step forward in greening up our environment.
So thank you for answering that question, and thank you for asking the question, Beth. Who sees connections? Because we've got a business attorney, we've got a marketing person, a printing company, Intuitive Energy Company, we've got IT. Who sees connections? Who would like to connect with a person on the call? Come on, there's got to be somebody. I would think that marketing would want to talk to printing.
And if I heard there's a brand manager, a brand marketer out there. Is it Valerie?
Yes,
well,
Valerie Rowe.
Well, I have to tell you, I was looking at a site, and that was a wonderful question that you asked, Deborah, because we're always looking at ways that we can compete.
Did we lose her? Valerie, you still there? Okay.
I'm here.
Okay. We lost you a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're coming in and out.
I'm coming in and out. Let me find a spot where I won't come in and out. How's that?
Yeah, so far you're good.
Okay. Deborah, I applaud you for asking the question about how is he providing products and services that are going to help with the environment, because that's something that we're always seeking out. Producers of the branded product that will be recyclable, that are safe for the environment, certain inks that they're using, and, you know, that's another conversation for later, but I see actually everybody on the line right now, because it takes each one of these components to make a business owner stronger. From Deborah's perspective, the final product with the printer there, and also with David giving the legalese that are required to have a good, solid business that's moving forward in the right direction, and also with the sustainable energy. And I can't forget Melvin. Melvin knows how to manage all that money that we're going to be making, so I think it's a great combination.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Valerie. And so who else sees the connection? Joe? Chris?
Yeah. Chris Pilatos here from Verdant Energy. I'd like to talk to, I believe it was Joe doing the IT stuff?
Right.
Yep. I would like to talk to him afterwards a little later this afternoon, perhaps, and find out. Most of my customers are located in Europe. My production is in Brazil, South America. My phone bills are off the hook. If there's some way we can figure out my IT needs and communication needs that save energy and money, that would be great.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a problem. You're located in New York, too?
My family's in New York.
I don't know. So you're down here in Atlanta?
Yeah, I'm in Atlanta, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that wouldn't be a problem at all.
All right. That's what I do. I bring two New Yorkers together. Anyway, all right. Who else sees connections? And we'll, all right. And then the next question I want, anybody else? Going once, going twice. Okay, my last question.
If there isn't a direct need right now, I'm really happy to know all these people and to have their referrals and to have heard them. I know that I meet a lot of people in business, and I deal with people from all different walks of life, and I would like to refer some of these people in the future.
Excellent. We got a full house here. I want to say, please, even if you think that I have your contact information, I need to have your name, the name of your company, your email address, your phone number, your website, if you want to share it. And then how you define yourself. And then I will put together a list of people who participated on this call. So
My last question I want to ask, we'll bring Deborah on, is tell us something that we don't know. Tell us something that we don't know. That is a business fact or a prediction based on your industry. And so, again, tell us something we don't know is a business fact or a prediction based on your industry, and keep it to less than 60 seconds. And then we'll open up for questions, and then we'll bring Deborah on. So with that, Joe, tell us something we don't know.
I guess what a lot of people don't know is there's a ridiculous markup on phone and telecommunication services. In a lot of cases, it's over like 70% by the time it gets, if you go direct through AT&T, you know, they'll hit you maybe for $1,000 a month, and then you could go to someone else and get that same product for about $250 a month from AT&T, and you're still getting your bill from AT&T.
Okay, excellent, excellent. And then the service is bad, and then it breaks down, and good luck trying to get there.
Well, yeah, going through directly to the carrier, a big carrier, is always a bad move because they look at you, even if you have like 5T1 lines, they look at you as only 5T1 lines. If you go under a group account, even though it's your own account, if you go under the name, like under my name, I have thousands of T1 lines out there, so AT&T's more likely to respond, and I have contacts higher up in AT&T to get them to respond faster for any issues that you might have. With the company that I used to work for, I used to run into that problem all the time if I'm trying to get a T1 line put in, and, you know, the tech is very unhelpful, they can't get it done, and I end up wasting, you know, 5 trips to Charlotte to get one T1 line put in because AT&T doesn't want to comply. And then you end up getting billed for it anyway, and the big companies are not very helpful for the small to medium-sized customers.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We'll move on to Chris. Tell us something we don't know, Chris.
All right. Several sobering statistics. In the next 20 years, literally, the demand on this planet for energy will double. Unfortunately, one half of that demand is going to be met by burning coal, which means we will not be able to breathe the air in the year 2050 if that goes through as planned. Another sobering statistic, which should help each one of us become more energy conscious, just at a personal level and at a business level. The United States produces one quarter of the greenhouse gases on the planet. We consume 30% of the energy on the planet, yet we only have 4% of the population. If the rest of the world is aspiring to attain to the American standard of living, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that that is completely unsustainable and will result in the destruction of our species, albeit a major shift in paradigm and usage.
All right, then. Thank you, Chris. And Chris, name your company is?
Verdant Energy Solutions. Verdant is to be green, so verdantenergysolutions.com.
All right, Deb, and we'll skip you because you're going to do a presentation. Melvin Coleman, tell us something we don't know and keep it to 60 seconds, please. Melvin, are you there? Trying to find the mute button problem. Are you there, Melvin? Melvin. Okay, we'll keep going to Valerie Walsh. Tell us something we don't know, Valerie, about marketing.
Well, what I can tell you about marketing that a lot of people don't know, there's an emerging market that has truly been underserved in this community, which is the disabled community. That's a market right now that I'm currently focusing on because there is a business case for a disability, having partnerships with the disabled community that I believe in corporate America and just business in general is overlooked. And I think that's a group of people that have been disenfranchised in multiple ways. So I'm looking to, and actually I've partnered with a strategic partner that we're going to address the needs of the disabled and also show the business case for engaging in relationships with the disabled community.
Okay, excellent, excellent. And David Walker, tell us something we don't know. Was I cutting you off, Valerie? Go ahead.
Okay.
I had a little comment. If I'd like a connection, is that I know someone, Norma Stanley. I don't know, Valerie, if you know her, but she writes PR and is working with the disabled.
Well, you know, Deborah, you're very intuitive because it is Norma Stanley that's my strategic partner. You have a crystal ball sitting there, young lady.
It's in my head.
All right. Go ahead, David. Tell us something we don't know.
Well, this issue actually came up recently, that if you own an LLC or a corporation, you cannot sue or defend a suit on behalf of the LLC or corporation in court. So if someone owes you money or you want to sue them, you have to hire counsel. If someone sues your company, you have to hire counsel because it's considered illegal practice of law for an individual who's not an attorney to represent their company. And it's counterintuitive because people think, well, it's my company, how come I can't represent it? But it's treated as a separate entity for legal purposes, and so you have to have an attorney to file a suit or to defend a suit. Just an FYI.
All right. Good. Interesting. All right. And David, tell us something we don't know, David.
I'll give you a couple of quick shopping tips real quick on branding and advertising. Over $150 billion a year is spent on advertising. Over 135 billion coupons are going out into the marketplace. Yet in spite of that, only about 1.3% of those coupons are actually redeemed, and 74 to 80% of the buying decisions are actually made at the moment of truth, when the customer is standing in front of the product. Now, I know we don't have a whole lot of product marketers here on the call today, but I would suggest that that idea carries forward out into any particular selling environment. So I guess my message is this, that while advertising and marketing does increase brand loyalty, that the customer's decision is made at the moment when you are presenting your product and service to the customer. So if you can present yourself in an effective way by giving them good, relevant information that is important to them in a very clean and professional manner, the customer will decide to buy your product.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. So that was a great one. Tell us something we don't know. Who has questions or comments before we bring on Deborah for a presentation? Anything based on what we shared there? Okay, again, make sure that you send me an email with your name of your company, your email address if you want to share it, your website if you want to share it, your phone number, and then I will put together that list and send it out. And this call is being recorded, so once I get the recording, I will send that out, and you can listen to it later. And at the end, we'll have everybody share the contact information. All right. So, Deborah, you've got the floor. I can man the PowerPoint presentation, if you will, you can do it.
I made some changes.
Okay.
It'd be good if I could do it. I got it set up on my computer.
Okay. So, Deborah, I brought her on because we had a really great conversation, and I really enjoyed it, and might even collaborate on a book that I'm writing. And so I wanted her to talk about what she's doing, and as soon as I transfer the control over to her, then we'll talk a little bit. And I just think what she has to say makes so much sense. Because if you're a business owner, you've really got to get in tune with who you are. And so with that, I'm going to switch this over to Deborah Hill. I'm switching over to you, Deborah. You got it. And we're seeing your screen, so you have to switch it over. Okay. All right. So, Deborah, you got it.
All right. Thanks, Ken. I appreciate you having me on the show or on the call and letting me speak to all these great people. It sounds like some of you are already pursuing your dream, and it's wonderful. It's a big question that's coming up these days is what am I doing here? How do I find my purpose in life? And something that really made a huge impact on me several years ago is I was working with one of my teachers, a counselor, and he said to me, you know, Deborah, what I'm doing right now is 100% for you. And it's 100% for me. And that was a shocking concept to me at the time. I couldn't imagine how you could totally be putting out for other people and changing people's lives and the world, and at the same time getting an equal amount out of that. But what I realized is that the only way to do what's important and what is your purpose in life is to do what you love, and when you do what you love, you are fulfilling your purpose in life. So that's the short answer. And for a longer explanation, I'd like to go into more depth with that. I'm being asked this question so often, and I'm being asked it by people who are looking for new jobs, starting new businesses, but also people who have stable positions and could stay where they are, and everybody's wondering, is this what I'm really supposed to be doing? Why am I here? A lot of that has to do with this time, and hopefully, Chris, these times are going to make big changes in the energy as well as other things and how we relate to people. We're going through a huge transition where the historical model of how we've related to each other, how we've related to the world, everything is changing, if I guess we all notice that. And everything and everyone is being uprooted and restructured. And the definition of who we are as individuals is being redefined. So the first question is, why are we here? We're here because it's like we're in high school. Or maybe for some people it's kindergarten. But we're in school. This is life school. And we've come here to learn things and to grow and to evolve as we communicate and relate to each other. In order to do that, the first thing we have to know is, who are we? Who are you when you wake up in the morning? Before you start thinking things, when you first open your eyes, and then who's wondering that? I used to work as a nurse midwife and also a nurse in a nursery. And babies, when they first come into the world, before they have a thought, before they even know what their body is or where they are, they exist as an essential being. They are somebody, and that person is very unique. We're all unique in that certain way. You see, you are not your body, your mind, or your emotions. You are a unique individual being that's living inside this body. We tend to associate ourselves with our mind. The mind likes that. It's an amazing tool. It's really effective. It's very powerful, but it only likes to relate to other minds and doesn't trust anything else. And the important thing in finding out what your purpose is and why you're here is to really know that essential nature again and identify with who that was when you were born. Recognize that essential point of awareness, that real you, and you'll be able to use all of your instincts and talents and create from this place of new power and light within you. You're an entity that watches everything around you. You're aware of what's going on all around you. And if you can work from that place, you can be more powerful. So in order to define your purpose, there are some guidelines that I can give you to help you to do that. First, as I said, define who you are. And I'll go over some things you can do to help you do that. The next thing is, once you know who you are, you figure out, okay, well, what do I do now? And the way to find that is to figure out, what do you really enjoy? Because joy is really, it's like the baking soda in the cake. Without joy, your life won't rise. It needs to be an essential part of everything you do. And I'm talking to people all the time, and clients will say to them, what is it you really love to do? And people don't know. And even if they thought they knew before, everything's changing. I used to love to shop. I still love to shop, but you know, I'm finding I don't need as much as I really thought I did. And I think a lot of people are finding that, which makes Dave's job more challenging. But as I'm going through and eliminating some of these old hobbies, I'm finding new ones. I'm relating to people more. We had a party and played games at our house one night. I love nature. And it's really good to find out what do you really enjoy and make joy part of your life. It's also important to find out what your strengths and your weaknesses are, because you need to know what you do best. And you also need to know where you're a little weak. Sometimes we have a hard time defining our strengths. And it's important to ask other people, what do you think really works? What am I doing that really works? And also it's important to relook at our weaknesses, because sometimes our weaknesses can be our greatest strength. I was criticized when I was in elementary school for being the big cheese, always trying to run things. And for a long time, I dampened that power because I thought that was a bad thing. But even though I needed some more people skills and how to direct people, being a leader is a real positive thing. And it's important to notice both sides of that equation. Another thing to really look at is, what do you really need? What is important to you in your life? You need food. What kind of food? What kind of shelter do you have? And you can have a lot, but you want to really draw the bottom line here of the important things in your life and define those. And then also, what are your values? David said that he really stresses integrity in his business, and I think that's excellent. That's important. Integrity is so essential to me. Truth, honesty, integrity, compassion, positivity. I like to hang out with people who are positive. I deal with people who are negative all the time, and I help them to change their thoughts. And I'll talk about that in a second as well. And then the next thing is to have faith without fear. If you think about what you enjoy and you visualize yourself doing what you love joyfully and being successful at it, then take your next step without fear. We worry and we think about, I'm not going to have time to do all this, how am I going to make all this happen? But if you deal with what's happening right now, if you just pay attention to today, to this moment, you can handle that. And if you think about the future is just a series of nows, now and then now and then now and then now, and you just move along. And that is very, very doable. And if you do that from a point of essential awareness, then you are going to create the life that you love, and you'll be living your purpose. Another really important thing is to notice that your thoughts are energy. Einstein talked about how everything is energy. Matter is just energy moving slowly. And our thoughts are energetic projections. And what you think, you actually broadcast out to the world like a radio tower. And the world picks that up. People pick that up, and they reflect that back to you. So you really have to monitor your thoughts. And change them. Think about other things, things that you value. If you're putting out a negative frequency, do something to help you change that frequency so that you can create and attract the life that you love. And here are some things that you can do to help you to create this purpose. And the one thing that I love to do is I have a journal. I actually have a journal collection. They're everywhere. And I love to write down things that I enjoy, thoughts that I'm having, things that I really value, and put them down so that you can see them. Times when you really feel complete, write this down and keep notes so you are mirroring to yourself the things that are important, and you'll help yourself uncover that and evolve. Meditation is essential. You really can start your day without it, and you're going to have so much more chaos. But if you just sit down and pay attention to who's sitting there, get to a place where you're not being your thoughts, you're watching your thoughts, and then visualize what it is you want your perfect life to be like. Create that plan and see yourself in it, and then follow that plan one step at a time. Your whole life will evolve from that place, and you'll have more peace and constancy and integrity within it. Your plan is going to change as you evolve and as life changes and you change, and if you follow your heart, you'll add and subtract from this plan. But how do you know when you're fulfilling your life purpose? First, you have to know who you are. Then you know how what it feels like to be experiencing joy. Do the things that take you there. Notice your strengths and weaknesses, your values, your fears, and honor these. And think positive and project what you really want to create. And then just enjoy the ride. Because when you are doing what you love, you're fulfilling your purpose here in life. That's a brief summary of that. And I love to answer questions.
Okay. Who has questions? We're opening up the floor now. Going once, going twice. Okay, Deborah, I have a quick question. I'm a business guy. How does this relate to me? And how can I take these teachings or this from you and put this into action for a business guy, a bottom line guy? What does this mean?
People like to separate business and life, and there's no separation. Your life is your business. And your business, if you really love what you're doing, is a big part of your life. So what's really important is for you to know who you are. Because when you are coming from that place of essential awareness, you're not only noticing how you're feeling, whether you're feeling joy, and you want to be feeling good and feeling joy, because when you do, you are on the right track, and it will be true whether you're out with your children or when you're in business. When you are feeling that and you're being aware from that place, then you pick up signals. You pick up things from people, from clients. You get information. You'll be in the right place at the right time doing what you love. And that's what makes people successful. Everybody says it. You know, if you talk to any businessman, you can see Henry Ford said it, that quotes from all these different people, that you have to do what you love. And you have to know who you are to be doing that. And when you're doing that, you'll be in the right place at the right time. And you'll be successful.
All right, thanks. Good answer. I got her book. It's a fantastic book. We had a great interview. Deb, I really appreciate this. Who else has questions?
How do you know when you're on the right track? I hear you're talking about the essential awareness. How do you know if you have found your essential awareness?
That's a good question. There's a lot of questions in life like that. How do I know when I'm being one? Is sort of like saying, am I happy? If you ask it, then you're not it. If you meditate, if you sit quietly, if you get to a place where you just pay attention to who you are, you will come. It's sort of like a thump happens. You hit ground. You know you are all of a sudden you. It's an opening up. It's an expansion. You are a certain vibration. You have a certain feel about you. And if you can get to that place of that essential character, the character of the people who love you see, and you can be that and identify with that, you'll know it at that point. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much. Let me take that a step further then. Are we doing okay with time? Are there specific tools that I can use to kind of help myself, begin with myself, to make sure that I'm on the right path?
First of all, the thing to do, like I said, is meditating to find out where you are, and then to notice how you feel. If you are going into a situation and you're feeling like, this just doesn't feel right, then you're not going into the right place. I'm not saying that there won't be stress in life. Stress is, you know, adds excitement. Sometimes, like, you know, giving a presentation, you get a little bit nervous, or doing a talk or speaking, going into a first meeting with anybody, there's a little bit of excitement. But if you just have a bad feeling about it, don't do that. That feeling is really important. If you're getting sick a lot, there's something wrong. You need to pay attention to that. Your body is a really good indicator of whether you're on the right track.
Okay.
Also going to be signs in your life, blockages, things that happen there. You're trying to get to a certain goal, and you keep seeing roadblocks occurring. Sometimes those roadblocks are just obstacles that you want to get over. But if they keep coming up, you might say, maybe I'm headed in the wrong direction. and look at where you need to go.
I think we're approaching, I think it is 9 o'clock now, so who has another question, and if not, we'll wrap up. Okay, go on once, go on twice. All right, Deborah, thank you so very much for taking the time to share your inspiration, your expertise with
welcome.
Us.
Thank you, Ken, for asking me to share. I really
and we'll be we're putting together a webinar on this, and I want to encourage everybody to tell a friend, and we'll keep you posted when that date is, and we'll make that happen. So thank you so very much, and again, your website is
theawarenessinitiative.com.
Okay, and what is it that you do? You're an intuitive coach, a counselor. So how do you help business people? Because we have business people on the line here.
Business people come to me, and first of all, I tell them something about themselves. Everybody is working through some issue in their life, and your business is an extension of you. And so we have to look at what your next step is, what you're trying to do within yourself and where you're trying to progress to help you work through certain obstacles. And then I can see your business, I can see your clients through you, and I can tell you what those relationships are and what you're trying to do and how to get there. It's basically telling you what you're trying to tell me, but you can't see yourself. And I relay that information as well as I have a lot of experience in business and in growth, and I can help.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Deborah. All right. It is 9 o'clock, and what I want to do before we leave, I know there might be a couple of people who have already left. I think Melvin's left. So what I like to do is have everybody introduce themselves again, and if you want to give your contact information, then that's fine, too. So I think, Joe, are you still with us? Joe, are you still there? Are you still there? Okay. Let's see. And let me see. Who else? Melvin. Valerie, are you still here?
I am still here, Ken.
Okay, Valerie, so why don't you wrap up, and what did you learn? What did you get out of this? What connections did you make?
Well, I learned a lot. Deborah, I thank you. I have actually sought out the services of individuals like yourself, and it was very helpful for me, both personally and professionally. I agree with you wholeheartedly. If you enjoy what you do, it permeates all of your life. I find myself actually having the most stimulating conversations about people in marketing outside of my client base. You know, individuals have a lot of ideas and innovation, but they don't know how to go from the concept to execution. And it takes discipline to do so. So I find myself coaching around the discipline to get from the concept to actual execution.
All right. So, thank you, Valor. And what is your contact information if somebody wants to reach you?
My contact information, I'm at 708-641-5276 myself. I'm located at 201 17th Street in Atlanta, zip 30363. And my website is www.hillrawlsmarket.com. And reach out to me because I'll be reaching out to the individuals that were on the line today. I thought they were very great and a lot of disciplines that I could work with.
All right. Ken, I'm still here, too. I had some. I hit the wrong key. I hit star 9, and I didn't get unmuted.
All right. So, Joe Carbone, tell us your name, your company, and your contact information, what connections you made, what did you get out of this session?
My Joe Carbone, Atlanta IT Pro. Connection I guess I made was with Verdant Energy. And hopefully I get him a good deal on his phone and internet service. And my contact information is 404-556-1004. That is my cell phone. My email is jcarbone@atlantaitpro.com. And my address is 1255 Collier Road, Atlanta, Georgia, 30318.
All right, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Joe, for being on the call. Thank you, Valerie.
Thank you.
David, are you still with us?
Chris Pilatos. I'm still on, too.
Okay, Chris, why don't you go ahead and wrap up and tell us name your company and what connections you made, what did you get out of the session?
Sure. Chris Pilatos, and my company name is Verdant Energy Solutions. The best way to get a hold of me is to log on to our website. It's www.verdant, V-E-R-D-A-N-T, Energy Solutions, plural, .com. And my phone number is 678-461-5800. Got some good connections, Joe. Looking forward to speaking with you perhaps later this afternoon. Also, I wanted to really say, Ken, that I appreciate your courage in inviting Deborah into the business forum. And, Deborah, your experience is amazing because I couldn't concur more wholeheartedly that we're energy beings that are manifesting into the physical domain of reality. And until we master the insides, our insides, and come to know what that is, it's going to be challenging looking for answers on the outside. So I really applaud the wonderful guidance that Deborah has provided today, and I resonate very strongly with that. So that's been a great opportunity. I'm sure I'll be thinking about some of the other people once we get that roster list, Ken, and seeing where else I can integrate those connections. Thank you very much for having this, inviting me along, and having such a wonderful guest speaker. Thank you, Deborah.
We do it every Tuesday. Thank you very much, Chris. Make sure everybody gets their contact information to me. David Walker, are you still with us? Going once, going twice. All right, David Flack,
yes.
Bassett Printing, what did you get out of this session? What connections did you make?
Oh, I'd like to make a stronger connection with Valerie. Anytime that I hear a brand manager or a brand marketer out there, I'd love to make a connection and see if there's anything that I can do to make your life a little bit easier for you. I also appreciate the experience, Ken. I hear you saying to do it every Tuesday, and I'd like to try to tune in again because I always appreciate the opportunity to talk to people from multitude of different industries and share their different perspectives. So I think it's a really valuable experience. I loved Deborah's talk, and I couldn't echo Chris's sentiments even more. I think that the more that we know ourselves, the better and stronger leaders that we can become. I couldn't add any more words to it. I think he just nailed it.
Excellent. So let me make a couple points before we leave. I thought that what she had to say was it hits home for my life because I made a decision to do what I do because this is what I love to do. I had to look into my own past and my own successes, and this is what I like to do, and this is what I'm going to do. And you have to figure out what your passion is. That's why I ask people all the time what their passion is. You have to figure out what is it that you, why are you in business? Why are you doing this? Because that creates that foundation. So the passion question creates that foundation. What you do creates, I guess, that meaning. And then you start looking at what you really enjoy doing. When I get up in the morning, I do my exercise, I go run. I even take a nap midday because that's what I want to do. And my joy is being with my clients and serving them and showing them how to sell more and how to be profitable. So, Deborah, thank you so very much for your contribution this morning. It really means a lot to me, and I'm sure it meant a lot to everybody else that was on the call. So, Deborah, why don't you take us out, and any last thoughts that you want to leave with us?
Thank you, Ken. I've really enjoyed meeting everybody and speaking with everybody, and these are some wonderful connections and this great energy on this call. I've really enjoyed it. I love speaking, and that's what I do. I try to help other people to find themselves and to live a better life, and we're all in a really crazy time, but it's also, if you look at it, an amazing opportunity for personal growth. There is nobody around who's not going to change. And it can be fun if you can look at it with amusement and really go for it. That's a great opportunity. And I think that Valerie really stressed how important the joy is, and it is so true. And so I hope you all have a really joyful and aware day. Thanks for listening.
All right. And, Deborah, what is your contact information?
My website is theawarenessinitiative.com. And I have a blog there as well as a website. You can follow me on Twitter as well, at Deborah Hill. And I my phone number is 404-459-0590. My web address, or my email address, is debhill@theawarenessinitiative.com.
And go get that book, Unlimited Life. It's really, really nice. It's a nice treasure that you need to add to your library. All right, then. And somebody else wanted to say something before we wrap up? Dave? Okay. All right, then. So,
yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
This is Dave Walker. I'm sorry, okay. I had to dip out for a little bit and I missed it, but I also enjoyed the call, and I think that every business owner has to search within. But at the end of the day, the integrity component really will carry your business forward, and I like what everything she had to say today.
All right, then. Thank you for your comments, David. Make sure everybody send me your contact information, especially the people that have never been on the call. I really need to have that. That helps me put together that list, and I'll send it out to you guys. And then as soon as I get this recording, I will send it out to the people that participated on the call. So thank you very much. Thank you so very much, Deb. We've got to do this again. It's one of my favorite sessions this year ever, to be honest with you.
Aw,
and yeah, so. All right, then. Take care, everybody. Go make that sale. Be profitable. Until next time, invite somebody next Tuesday. Take care.